Hey, welcome. It's Domain Dave again from CheapWineFinder.com. Another wine review podcast, which is what we do. And like I said, three times a week, we write up a value-priced wine. And then we plug the mic in and, well, the mic's plugged in. So what we have here today is a Trader Joe's wine. It's been there, I think, 10 years. It's La Burgundy Cremant de Bourgogne Brut. While that sounds like a made-up brand name, there's actually La Burgundy Winery, which is seven separate wineries, estates, and over 700 growers. It's a commune, which is kind of like a commune is when you get a bunch of smaller growers who on their own really can't economically make wine. And they grow together, and then they have somebody make the wine. Here, there's seven different wineries that make the wine, and they get... And La Burgundy makes wines from all different parts of Burgundy. If you don't know Burgundy, Burgundy is the home of both Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and some of the best Pinot Noir and Chardonnay wines there are in the world are made there. And this wine is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but also Elegant, which is a white grape from the region, and Gamay. And if you've heard of Gamay before, it's because it's the wine of Beaujolais. To give you a little where it is, it's Burgundy is a little bit is south and east of Paris. And on the southern part is Beaujolais, and then in the middle is Burgundy. And then on the top is Champagne. And a Cremant is a French sparkling wine made in the traditional style or Champagne style. That's not from Champagne. Champagne kind of trademarked their name. Even though they are a Cremant, they're special. So one kind of cool thing about this is because with sparkling wines, people don't want to spend money unless they're spending, you know, big money unless they're buying champagne. There's always people, producers out there trying to compete, and some of them do okay. But you get a lot of bargains because they just can't. They want to charge more. They can't. You know, it's like the going rate, supply and demand. So this is a $11 wine, $10.99 at Trader Joe's. See, it's the second fermentation is in the bottle. They pour the wine from the first fermentation in there, and then they add a measured amount of sugar and yeast, put a temporary top, and in Champagne, they come back after 18 months and it's done. That's the minimum. But here it's 12 months, which is fine. I mean, Champagne has its own style, and it, not all wines need the extra time. And 12 months here is fine. And it's also like a fourth the price of Champagne, too. So it's more than fine. I'm going to take a sip, because one thing about this wine is that it really, really tastes good. It's got a nice balance to it. There's some tart flavor. There's some smooth flavors. Good acidity, you got to smack your lip. This is one of those wines that are going to have you reaching for your glass before you consciously think, I want another sip. I mean, it's, your brain's going to tell me, give me more of this. And it's really that nice. It tastes great. There's peaches and pears, and there's tart grapefruit and tart apple, and maybe some stone fruit. Maybe a little bit of black cherry, you know, not huge and ripe like you get in a still wine. But it's there. It's got a little bit of creaminess to it. If you stir the lees, you get creaminess. If the longer wine is in the bottle in the second fermentation, you get a little creaminess. But there is a little touch of creaminess to it, which is really nice compared to all the other flavors going on. The acidity is really, like I said, it gets you wanting to take another sip, but it doesn't overpower, and it's... And it really helps the length. It's this little wine that stays with you a little bit. Since it's a co-op, in France, that's kind of, you know, that's like a step down. This is an AOC wine. it was grown to AOC regulations and standards. And you get co-ops in European wines more often than you find them in the United States. And it's usually like the big estate wines, they have their own estate wine, everything. Like, oh, that's not so good. You can't police the quality, but I also think that the other farmers, there's 700 of them, and if one of them decides to lower their quality standards, the other ones will know, and it will be tightened up in a hurry. And at this price, co-op wines are fine. I mean, more than fine. I mean, you can get some real terrific bargains. And as a bubbly goes, for a $10.99 French bubbly from, you know, Burgundy is a wonderful place for wine. Some of the most expensive wines in the world are made in Burgundy. I mean, this isn't in the same place with the same people, but it does have some of the same grapes, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. But take another sip. It's just tasty. And this is a nice wine. This is a wine that is not a splurge. It's not like, oh, bubbly is special. No, this is what one of these wines you're going to want to drink a lot of. I think they also have a sparkling rosé brut. But this is just a plain old brut. And it's good. $7.99. It's La Burgundy Cremant de Bourgogne Brut. Trader Joe's. $11. And that's it for me, Domaine Dave. We're going to come back with some other things. I think I'm heading out to Costco, so we'll try some of their wine. So keep it cheap, stay warm and dry, and I'll be talking to you in a couple days. Adios. Bye-bye.